Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is 12:08. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is the Chad Hartman Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'll be filling in for my friend for the next 3 hours. We have an amazing lineup of guests that you don't want to miss. Chris Tubbs is in the studio. Hey, Mr. Tubbs, thank you so much for being with me today.
Hey, you know, anytime I can hang out with my girl Shaletta, it's a good day.
It's always a good day. It does not matter how gloomy it is outside. I am going to be sunshine on your radio. Ari Bergeron is in the newsroom with weather, traffic, updates, news, and information to help you decide which road you want to go on and where you want to go hang out with your family. Now, speaking of family, I've got these four kids over here. Andrew, Brandon, Cameron, and Daniel. I planned on having five, but three of them got autism, so we stopped. So we named them in A, B, C, D order, right? And I've got to have talks with my kids. Any parent knows that you've got to talk to your kids. That's just what has to happen. It's up to us to make sure that our kids have the information that they need as they step out into this world to become the man or woman that God has designed for them to be. Now, I got to talk to my kids about how to interact and engage with police. I got to talk to them about stranger danger. Now I got something new to talk to the kids about. As if being parents was stressful enough, I got to talk to them about AI. And this had not crossed my mind. This was not in my wheelhouse. This was not on my bingo card. And I'm sure my kids are tired of me talking to them anyway. Sit up, fix your teeth, brush your hair, wipe your face, make sure you wash your hands. Did you do your chores this Thursday? It's trash day. Take the trash out. They're tired of me talking. Okay? But according to Kevin Frazier, my friend down in Texas, I need to start talking to my kids about AI. Now, where did this come from? It came from the Pioneer Press. I had to pick up 500 copies of it today because my op-ed column is out about Black women and unemployment rates and how it's a crisis and what I'm doing tomorrow. We'll talk about that later. But I couldn't even get to my own story before Kevin's column touched my heart. He's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Kevin, parents are exhausted. We're all talked out. The kids ain't listening anyway. It's like Charlie Brown's teacher, wah, 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 wah. Now you're telling us we need to discuss AI with our kids.
You know, Shaletta, it's such a pleasure to join you, and I'm glad to be able to talk about this important message from down here in Austin. Looking forward to the next time you get to come to the wonderful state of Texas, but yes, don't shoot the messenger. I'm sorry to say that I am adding to the plate of parents. You've got to have the new talk, as I call it. You've got to talk to your kids about AI.
Okay, why do we need to talk to our kids about AI? What is it that we're supposed to say? Because, Kevin, let's be honest. Hell, half of the grown folks, we don't even know what AI is, what it's all about, and how we should be talking to them. A lot of times when we talk to our kids, we talk to them through our own life experience, the lens that we've curated because of the things that we've already gone through. I could talk to my kids about racism because I've been discriminated against. I could talk to my daughter about being a Black woman because I am a Black woman. Their dad can talk to them about how to interact with police as a Black male driver because he was a Black male and is a Black male driver. I don't even know what to say because I ain't on AI.
Shaletta, it's such an important thing to point out that we need to honestly have this conversation across the entirety of the American public. For too long, AI has been something that is just happening to people. It's something that is showing up in their newsfeed. It's showing up at work. It's showing up wherever you go. We need to take a more proactive posture to AI. And that means all of us, especially parents, need to start experimenting with these tools, need to start just playing around and seeing, okay, what's the best use case for ChatGPT? And if I ask it this question, what sort of response am I going to get? And even just a few hours, Shaletta, it doesn't have to be an all day, you know, research seminar over the weekend or something, but just a few hours playing with these tools and learning about them for yourself will equip you to be able to have meaningful conversations with your kids. And of course, this shouldn't just be on parents. We need to have teachers receive AI training so that they can have similar conversations. We need to have mentors in the community who are able to have this conversation as well. The public librarians can step up and play a role here too. The important thing is that we cannot have another moment like social media where we just say, hey, you know what, kids, go free, good luck, enjoy the internet, and let's hope it works out. AI is going to become the thing that kids are using all the time. And so we really need to be more proactive in helping them use these tools responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And you know, that's true. That's so true because I remember when my son was doing something. Andrew, he's grown now. He's over at St. Cloud State. He's got his own little apartment. He's doing his own thing, working at the Lazy Boy. But back when everything first came out, he got that iPad and I put the parental controls on, Kevin. I had to go to him one day and say, son, can you tell me what the password is so I can check on something? Because he's the one who helped me. It was a wash. If I got to ask the child for help with the parental controls, I've lost it. And you know, as a parent, you know, when I was growing up, my mother and father, they pointed the bad guys out. Look, that's a bad guy. This is a bad guy. We give our devices to the kids and we're letting them spend 2 or 3 hours talking to the bad guys. And we have no idea that this is going on.
And that's one of the biggest things I want to call attention to is normalizing the use of AI, because if we have an approach of fear, if you try to say, you know, Johnny, you know, Susie, you can't use AI, I'm going to ban you from using it. We know kids, Shaletta, we know kids, they're going to find a way to get access to AI. It's not a question of if they're going to be using AI, it's how and when they're going to use it. And that's why instead of shaming kids for experimenting with AI or perhaps even using it to help with homework, if we frame it as a productive tool, just like any other tool, like a calculator, like a computer, so on and so forth, AI has good use cases. and really, really bad use cases. And so it's important to help kids find out when is it appropriate to lean on AI and when might they be going down the wrong path. But if we start from a place of shame or fear, then we know that kids won't even bring up the fact that they're using AI and experimenting with new tools. So the first step I recommend to parents is just starting a discourse, having an open dialogue of talking to your kids and saying, how are you already using AI? Tell me about when it's made you feel empowered, when it's made you feel smarter, and tell me about the times when perhaps it's made you feel fearful of something or perhaps shameful about something. And just starting that open dialogue is a fantastic place to start. You don't have to become a computer scientist overnight, but you do need to treat it like any other tool that we know our kids are going to have access to.
We are talking to Kevin Frazier on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He is an AI Innovation and Law Fellow at Texas Law and the author of Appleseed AI Substack. He has a column in today's Pioneer Press along with me, which is how I came across his opinion column about the need to discuss AI with the kids. And Kevin, before you go, I just need to say that we are projecting as parents. That's what we do, right? Even with the best intentions, we're afraid of the damn AI. So we hope that we can make the kids scared too, so they don't have to get on it, so we don't have to worry about it. But that is not going to happen.
Correct. That, if anything, is going to set your kids back. Because what we're going to see is a real story, as we've seen play out with the internet, for example, of have and have nots. If we allow our fear to guide this conversation, then we're going to have some students whose technological growth, whose technological literacy is going to be stifled. And when they go to high school or they go to college or they go to the job and their employer or teacher says, hey, kids, or hey, folks, pull out ChatGPT and get started on this research project. You don't want your kid to raise their hand and say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't use those products, or I haven't had an opportunity to learn how to be successful here. These tools, like a calculator, like all of the other fundamentals, are something that we really have to prepare from a posture of excitement and from responsibility. And I know that parents are fearful of AI, but this is here, it's going to be here. And just starting that discourse is a wonderful place to start to understand how your kids are already using AI, and then seeking out more resources from myself, from your public library, and from other institutions to make sure that you're staying somewhat aware of how this technology is evolving.
Okay, you got to tell people before you go how they can reach you. I'm glad I reached out to you. You're very easy to find, very accessible. I read the story this morning in the Pioneer Press, and I sent you an email at 4 a.m, and I think you responded right away. So how can people
reach you?
I responded.
Yes, Shaletta, I am happy to talk about this whenever. I think it's one of the most important questions of our time. Folks can find me on X, on Blue Sky, at Kevin T. Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R, or subscribe to my Substack, Appleseed AI, or just shoot me a plain old email at kevin.frazier@law.utexas.edu.
Well, Kevin, I am so happy that you came and were a part of this show. This is a conversation that parents need to start having. We cannot bury our heads in the sand. And this is the perfect time, too, Kevin, because it's MEA weekend in Minnesota. So kids are out of school for the next couple of days. And this is a great time to sit down, have those conversations if you're not having vacation time right now, and start talking to your kids so we can understand this together before it's too late. Kevin, thank you so much for being here. God bless you. I appreciate your time.
Same to you, Shaletta. Thank you again for the opportunity.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.